So like, the thing is, they tell people at the DDAC community input meeting that there's no meeting for July, right? Remember in June?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they said, well, the next one's going to be August 15th and everything like that, right? So I'm thinking, okay, they're going to tell the rest of the community and bus riders mm-hmm. and put the flyers up and say, hey, we're taking a break. Meet mm-hmm. us in August or whatever. No, this awesome department that is doing a lot of cool things. They got the new dark cards, sent the email out the day before on Wednesday to tell people there was no meeting tomorrow.
And
someone probably made plans to go to the meeting in July, but how would they know it was canceled unless they didn't go to a community input meeting? So it's like you have to be at the meeting to be in the know. That's how they operate.
I surprisingly got an email from someone. I don't know, it's the new person. I'm gonna bring it up and show it to you. I believe I emailed it to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can see it, let me go to it. But yeah, they did. Whoever this is emailing everybody out for the next community input meeting, which is August the 15th. So I'm wondering, out of all the emails they've been collecting, why are they just now emailing everybody?
They don't email me anything. They take my email every month and I get
mad. They collect email lists at all these sign-in tables and stuff like that. We ain't got one damn email or nothing.
Well, let me
show.
Even
the email is canceled. Don't, I wouldn't worry about the email. I believe you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
They messy. They don't know how to send stuff out on time or whatever.
I don't even put my email down on the sheet anymore. I just put my name down, my number, and that's it.
I know better than to put my mailing address down on there or whatever and stuff like that. I filed 2 complaints this year or whatever. And I had an episode idea.
What?
The complaints go to nowhere or something like that.
Oh,
complaints
yeah, definitely.
To nowhere.
Complaints to nowhere. That's
hot,
gotta be.
Hot buses in the summertime, too. So this is how we kind of do this. Jackie, welcome to our show.
Oh, hey, yay. How y'all doing?
All right.
We're the hostess with the mostest, Sam.
Ray.
And welcome back, everybody, to Do Better D. Podcast.
Welcome back. It's good to have you all.
Okay.
It is hot as hell outside.
Sizzling.
It said, according to my phone, it's 94 degrees, but it feels like 100.
Yeah, we be in these heat indexes with the triple digits out here and stuff like that. So if you are outside, don't be outside. If you got somewhere to go, change your plans. Make sure you stay warm and hydrated. I mean, cool and hydrated.
Right, don't know that warm.
I'm still, cool. Right, right. I'm sorry. That's Michigan brain right there. I'm still thinking it's winter time because that's coming in like 3 weeks. So let's not play.
And if you're counting on the bus to get you where you need to, don't.
We just stood out. I just stood out there. Well, there was a young lady, an elderly lady, had already stood out there an hour prior to my wait to get there, and a bus passed us by.
It wasn't
really that full.
It was full up to the bus driver, but it was only full because we had too many ghost buses on the Woodward. Buses didn't even show up.
So everybody gotta get crammed up on the first bus they see because it's like we don't know when this next one's coming on this Connect 10 route with a new number and with Wi-Fi posters on there and the Wi-Fi don't work and everything
what?
Like that.
The
so
Wi-Fi
y'all,
don't work?
You surprised?
No, it doesn't work.
You surprised though?
Like, the Wi-Fi don't work.
Come
the
on.
The Q line Wi-Fi work.
Come on. Come on now. You knew the D-Dot Wi-Fi when they said it was going to put Wi-Fi on the bus. It wasn't going to work. They did that to sell us these new numbers.
Is that why I'm paying $2 for the bus now?
No, they just greedy. That's why you're paying $2.
That's why
you just paid for that pretty blue card or whatever.
Oh, my God. Well, thank God that I'm going to say I'm not, I appreciate, I was at once a person that paid the full fare, but now because I'm disabled, I still would be advocating for the fare because $2 is still too much. That's too much. Even though my fare is 50 cents for a disability card, and being considered disabled, it's hot today. And that senior that was standing out there for an hour, she was dressed cool, but still. The Woodward and Forest shed hasn't been replaced since December, this past winter, when they had the Q Line had an accident, and they just never replaced the bus stop.
So I got a question there. So when y'all got on this bus, eventually when y'all got on it, was it spick and span and clean? Did it smell good on there?
It didn't smell
was
like
it spotless?
Anything.
Oh, y'all got lucky there.
It didn't smell like anything. I find that to be a win if it's just a neutral smell.
Uh-huh.
It was
that's
pretty
win,
crowded.
Sure.
The way there was seats for everybody to sit down.
Seats for everybody.
It wasn't that dirty.
It wasn't
right.
that dirty.
It was okay.
So I think that at some point we should also give people like a kind of like a how to keep yourself clean on the bus sort of thing like that too, like a hygiene thing, because I saw someone, she had a whole system. She took her bag, she put the like this kind of plastic bag on the seat or something
oh,
like that.
Wow,
she sprayed
to.
With some alcohol spray,
yes.
whatever. Cleansed her hands with some hand sanitizer,
yes.
everything like that. And sat down. So
come
this
on.
Is sitting down.
Nice.
Come on.
Sitting down like
so
that.
So we have to go buy our own equipment now to ride the D-Dot buses so we can't get a bench on one of the dollar store sales.
If you don't want bed bugs, sure, yeah.
Right. I mean, if you don't want to be getting sick or something like that, eating or something like that,
well,
catch the cold. Because
plastic seats. I still say that regardless to if they put the plastic seats in, you still got the disadvantage of people getting on the bus with their clothing, not knowing that they may have a bed bugs on them, and you're sitting next to a person with bed bugs.
Yeah, they jump, so
they sure do,
and they'll jump on the bus driver too. So then he'll bring it back to the office, and God, he's getting his check.
Why am I thinking of some sort of little flea just bouncing around?
That's,
and
that's how it
that
is.
Too, right? That's just how it is. So hey, before we get even further into this podcast here, we got some housekeeping to let y'all know.
Yep. And also, we do have some thanks before we get into the housekeeping. Sorry, right?
Oh, we out of work today.
Oh, yeah, you out of pocket. No.
Just all
like
right.
Do that. No.
Two for one.
Let's do our little thanks to everybody for the support we've been receiving on Twitter and Facebook.
Yay.
And Instagram. And I see you guys checking out our episodes. Like our
right.
little listenership, or instead of viewership, listenership went up this past 2 weeks. And I really want to thank you.
We really want to thank you because we're doing this for you all. We're doing it for the bus riders. Mm-hmm. And this is awesome. A podcast for us and our issues.
Yes.
These D-Dot bus riders, we all got to listen. Y'all gotta hear our stuff.
And I love the ADA part of this because myself, I'm disabled now. So I'm really loving the fact that you all are bringing awareness and giving a space to the ADA people, because I've noticed going to the meetings that they don't have someone there to speak for a representation for ADA. From the American Disability Act, and they're supposed to have an interpreter there. Because what if someone's blind there that may come to the meeting? There's individuals with trainer, you know, the dogs,
oh, yeah.
They may come. So I don't know.
It's, you know, it's a lot of different issues with how they do these meetings and things of that sort. So that sounds like a really good topic to talk about at some point, because, and then we spoke about this as the English-only culture. So if you listen to our episode, Do Where's My Stop? An Audio-Visual Dilemma, we also go into this whole English-only culture. So Jackie, thank you so much for that plug. Y'all need to keep listening. Thank y'all for sharing, liking, and everything. But I also got to make sure I got y'all bus pass for y'all, right? So DART is a new way to pay. Say before you pay for transit, no more transfers, no more additional fees. Pay once and ride on DDOT and Smart. All this information and more is on the DDOT website, DetroitMI.gov. Good news, the website, Spanish and Arabic language sites are up, finally, right? Bengali is still down, unfortunately, but I have confidence it will be back up soon. So keep raising noise. If you cannot access the website in your language, I encourage you to call DDOT at 313-933-1300. Don't even ask me why I know that number off the top of my head. You can only imagine. Anyways, I also want to remind you all, this is very important, the DDOT community input meetings will resume August 15th, Thursday, at the Rosa Parks Transit Center on the second floor from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. I will repeat, August 15th, second floor of the Rosa Parks Transit Center, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. I hope to see you all there, raising your voices, holding DDOT accountable.
All right.
And there's no hope. If you are a bus rider, you need to be at these meetings.
You need to be at these meetings. We need your voice. Seriously, like, it should be 60 people up in these meetings like that, given how they're running this. I had a friend tell me over, like, was this last Saturday? The Jefferson number 9, 2.5 hour wait. This is the Connect 10 route, one of the main routes of the city. So let's get into it. I don't think that bus was really all that clean. And that's what we really are going to talk about today. It's just like these filthy buses. It is like one of the top complaints at a DDOT community meeting, and the complaints that people are probably filing online.
And not just dirty buses, these shelters.
Oh.
And these stops.
Oh, Lord. So some of the ones that are not missing, and let's say you get to a stop or a shelter, it's actually a shelter there. It seats, oh my goodness, glory. You'd be lucky you've got a trash can there, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just, don't you notice that, like, the trash is everywhere but the trash can, if that trash can is there?
Oh my God. Okay, so for instance, I went to the bank the other day, and that bank is on, Warren, and I feel like Warren and Southfield, and there's a bus, like, right there going eastbound. The Warren bus, number 8. And so I was like, oh wow, there's a shelter right here. I could sit down.
Oh my God.
I walked in there though. Mm-hmm. And there was trash everywhere and glass. And I was just like, wow. So get this. I posted a picture, put it up on Twitter, and was like, okay, does DDOT have a department for the maintenance beautification of bus stops? Didn't really get an answer. I had to search for myself. Turns out DDOT does have something. It's called Adopt a Shelter, in which they enlist the help of neighboring bus riders, you know, around the neighborhood who sign up to keep the bus shelter nice and neat.
They used to do that, though. They used to do that when I was growing up. I hate to say my age. But they used to do that when I was growing up in the city of Detroit, catching the buses. You would see them going stop to stop, and they were cleaning the buses inside and out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, changing the garbage.
So obviously we're not implementing the adopt a shelter. And also, what about the stops that don't have a shelter to adopt?
Sure.
What am I supposed to do? Clean the grass? Like what?
Right? Litter?
I don't even know.
Why do we want to litter in our city, though? Because, like, these stops force us to, you know, trash can there and anything like that. Mm-hmm. And you're lucky you got a seat to sit down on near that stop as well, too.
So there is a trash can at that particular stop I was just talking about, but it's never emptied. I think that's a city thing, though. Like, Detroit is supposed to take care of that.
Yep.
And that's not what's happening. So, therefore, any trash that people put into the garbage just gets blown out. And then, you know, we got people who are at the stop at night, and they're drinking and they just smash the glass or whatever they're doing.
Oh, no, like, they're mad at something.
And then, you know, this is right in front of a bank, Chase Bank.
Wow.
You would think that Chase Bank would try to keep it somewhat neat, because that is, like, it looks like a part of their property. Even if it's not, it looks like it's a part of Chase Bank, right? So they should also be thinking about maintaining that stop.
You would think so, right?
You would think so, from a business perspective, but they don't care.
No.
It's just Detroit.
Because they don't anticipate any bus riders actually going down there near their branch anyway, but good news, we are.
Newsflash.
So, like, I don't know, let's do it this way. Like, what was the most horrendous, messiest bus you ever been on or something like that? I want y'all to kind of think about that. Kind of envision, like, what would you see on a bus like that? Anything recently?
On the actual bus.
On the bus. Let's say you board, you said before you paid and got your pass and everything like that. You did your nice tap and everything with these expensive dark cards. So you get some sort of sit hits you, right? What's next?
I would say it was the number 60, which is the Evergreen bus, going towards Fairlane Mall. It was the dustiest bus I've ever seen in my life. It was so dusty, like, okay, and we're told, it was dusty.
Double Dutch bus is cleaner than that.
I'm trying, babe. We need coffee. We got allergies.
Oh my God. It was thirsty. Let me tell you. I took a picture, like the, you know, like the little crease between the seat part where you actually sit down, where you put your butt, and then like the back part, that little crease in there where it joins in the back. was so dusty, I didn't want to sit down.
Oh my God.
It was just a bunch of dust like gathered. And it was like,
did you see some eyes in between there looking at you?
I was scared.
Like, don't see
it. Like, little dust bunny.
Oh my God, did some little ears pop up too or something like that?
It was just so, and it was like, it was several, it wasn't just one seat, it was like, several seats, right? Oh, and then so I start looking around.
Somebody cleaning the buses.
Because you notice, like, when you notice something real dirty, you start looking around to see what else is dirty. Mm-hmm. It's just like an automatic reaction. Right. And so I noticed, like, the back door all around there was just dusty under the seat. I was like, I thought that they cleaned the buses, like, you know, a quick sweep, make sure ain't no trash around at night. And then they're supposed to do a deep clean, like, where they power wash the whole bus, right? Like, what, once a month or so? That ain't happening. All that dust. And let me tell you, it was the beginning of, like, you know, it was the beginning of the schedule. It was like super early. It was like 5 something.
The first bus of the day.
One
right?
of the first buses of the day. It was like 5 something.
Didn't take a shower. So you took a shower, right?
Of course I did. But the bus ain't taking a shower.
I know you took a shower, but that bus did not.
I was highly upset, and I was wearing white pants. I was like, no, you didn't. I really had to stand to go all the way downtown. I was so mad.
No, you didn't dress up.
I was so mad. Put your white on. I was so mad.
Well, I had an incident on the 42 loop. 42 loop. Wow.
Well, tell us about this one.
42 loop. Didn't realize after I sat on it that the seat was wet.
Oh,
and I was
you
told
had a wet seat.
I had a wet seat. Oh. And I was told that sometimes the bus drivers don't close the windows. So when that bus sits in the yard, And it rains heavily.
Are you kidding me?
And then on top of that, it's not clean, so there's dust, dirt, and grime blowing around in that bus.
So now we're just, okay, wow. So you got dusty buses. So they're sitting outside. So probably some dust got in on them, right? Or they drove through a construction site and just had a ball. And that's where all that dust came from. So you mean to tell me they ain't closed, they ain't had enough time to close the windows and they let it rain on the inside?
No. And on top of that, a dirty bus with no air and the windows are open, so of course I guess their idea for paying this $2 now is leaving. Well, it's been like that before the increase, so I guess I'm just not understanding for the quality of the pay. The service is not on par with the request.
I mean, something as simple as a clean bus, the seats vacuum. And then, you know what? I'm going to just put a shout out to the drivers who take it upon themselves to put a bag at the beginning of the bus and at
they
the
do.
End. They probably clean the bus themselves. I see them put some dryer sheets in the vent so it can smell nice in there. Or they might have just sprayed the bus, whatever. So there are some drivers out there that want the bus to be clean because they take pride in the bus that they're driving people around and things of that sort and everything. So thank y'all. Seriously, thank y'all. I actually saw one time a Ford driver actually, like, they got off, all the customers got off and everything, or passengers as I like to call them. And I just saw them do a sweep around the bus. See what looked good, see if there was any bottles or anything. And I saw that all the way from across the street. And I'm like, I'll wait a minute or two of like that if that's what the driver's doing. Drove back around and, like, you know, it picked us up. And it looked like you had some effort. You cleaned this bus and it was there. So every meeting, right, they always tell us, like, they got a CSA or some sort of coach service assistant, and they're supposed to clean these buses. You said something about a power wash or a clean wash or something like that they do, or deep clean.
Yeah, they did mention that.
They did mention that, right?
Are they there?
Where?
Yeah.
How, like, many people?
Who though?
And the thing is, you can bring transit cops to a meeting and stuff like that, but you can't bring one of the CSAs or the people that's cleaning your buses. Here's why. Because ain't nobody cleaning these buses.
They sure are. I swear. I'm like, no. It's fake clean. You know that fake clean you used to do when you was a kid?
Just put everything under the bed.
Yep, or in the closet so you can go outside and play. Yeah. Like, that's what we're doing here at VDOT, huh? Like, that's what we're doing.
Oh, God.
I can't even remember a story of a dirty bus because all of them are dirty most of the time anyway.
Pretty much. Even the newer ones that they have are starting. You're starting to see the neglect. You're starting to see the neglect already in the newer buses. And then in the wintertime, it's really atrocious when you see them rust around the doors from them being weathered out in the yard. You know, the rust around the doors, even the emergency brake glass not even there. The emergency brake part is broken. Wow. I mean, it's a shame. And I've been sharing, like, I'm going to be sharing even more of this information on social media and let them know this is what the D-Dot increase got us. And right. What we
I say
got
take
for
pictures
it.
And tweet out yeah, it as well too.
Because
I mean,
it's sad. It's really sad that we, you know, the Q line suffers not much. But we're suffering, and we're
it again.
The Q line doesn't suffer much, but the bus riders suffer the most. They take the hit. We take the hit. Paying the increased fare, the ADA takes the hit. Waiting, this senior waited. I wish I could have got her picture and got her information, because it's hot out there. It's been hot for the last few weeks. And to stand literally, I mean, what's the difference? It's no different than the Bang administration when he changed the bus service. I mean, it's been horrible ever since.
It just seems like nothing's changed since then, right?
With the cleanliness of it,
the same messages we hear. We clean the bus.
The same excuse.
We're working on it. It's coming. Wait on that technology upgrade. The buses will be clean too.
Oh wow! They'll have robots cleaning the job. They might do a better job then.
I don't know.
But see, one of us will probably be one of the ones programming it.
Who knows, right? But so, like, how many of y'all actually, like, when you get on the bus, y'all look on the seats to see if you got something ill on
there,
right?
I do all the time because I'm scared. I'm scared to sit. I'm telling you, one time I sat in a wet seat, and that was the last time I ever messed up like that again. Okay? So I'm always looking. I touch, too.
I hate wet seat situations. Like, and then when you sit all the way down and you're comfortable, and then it's just like, bam, it's
see
cold.
Through.
Right, and it's like, oh my God, it caught me too fast on my Bible.
I know, right?
And I'm like, oh, it's too late. I gotta be somewhere. I'm trying to, you know.
You're trying to dry your bottom and everything like that, sit somewhere. And then you don't sit on another seat because you're gonna track the dirt from that seat on there, and you're gonna have dirt on your plate.
I actually had to go to a restaurant and take tissue paper and put it in the bottom of in my bottom, just so that my pants can dry.
Wow.
And it's probably one of them drippy buses too. So like on one side of the bus, I think it's some sort of like air conditioning unit, right? That's if the air conditioner on the buses are working like that, right? So let's assume they are. It'll be some water dripping, and it'll just drip all over the seats on one side of the bus, and they get real, real wet like that too. So the condenser, something wrong. Somebody ain't maintaining these ACs and everything like that as well. And so that's what you get, the wet buses. I don't even want to go into the other reason why you would get a wet. I said wet buses. I meant to say wet seat.
Wet seat with wet buses.
Wet buses, wet seats.
Well,
they need to be wet because they're thirsty,
there
right?
I did witness at a time where a young mother, let her baby wet the seat. She let her infant wet the seat.
I think we talked a lot about what DDOT is doing or isn't doing as far as like how dirty the seats are. Let's talk about some of these passengers.
Oh wow.
The people that DDOT likes to blame all the time.
Right.
Who are partially to blame, and then there's also DDOT has to take responsibility
right.
too, right? Yes, that. And just yesterday I got on one of those brand new No. 4 Wiltward buses, right?
Did they have the plastic seats? Because I get so happy when I see
them. Super nice.
Did you like smile and grin and stuff?
This
it won't be for long.
This old asshole, and that's what he was, got on the seat. He's smoking it. He got a cigarette lit. I'm like, first of all, how did you get past the driver with a lit cigarette? Second, there was a baby on board. So then he sat down and saw the baby, and that's when he was like, oh, I should put out the cigarette. So guess where he put the cigarette out? Guess where?
On
the
seat. I can't.
On the floor.
I can't. This ain't 1960 something like that. We don't smoke on buses. They banned it on the airplane. He had a whole cigarette that he was smoking with on the bus.
A whole cigarette.
On the new bus, got past the driver and then put it out.
And he put the cigarette out on the floor. Brand new, beautiful gray floor.
Wow.
I'm so sick of people, I don't even know what to do.
Wow. You know, if you sit towards the back of the bus or whatever and stuff like that, so you know those little tobacco kind of fillers in the middle of those. Come on now, let's be real. Proposal 1, Michigan. So all the tobacco just got kicked out of where, you know, somebody was rolling up on the back of the bus like that. So, I mean, we see everything. I've seen tobacco stuff on there. Of course, you've got the bottle that rolls around the bus when it stops and roll to the front, roll to the back, roll to the back.
It's a Pepsi bottle. I'm gonna start live streaming this. I mean, it's stuff that when you see it, it's unbelievable that they're doing it. It's real unbelievable. And I guess the drivers are frustrated too. I've seen them to the point where they just don't care anymore. The drivers don't care. They figure, like, you know, and I can understand that. But at that time, you know, there's profound language on there. That's the main thing people use on.
Dirty language.
Oh, yeah. Dirty language.
And the dirty air language and everything. So.
And the music that they play. It's just like NC-17, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like really obnoxious,
got
loud.
Got that quiet storm music on, and it's the daytime. It's not even 9 o'clock at night yet. Got that quiet storm going on or whatever, you know? But I mean, I would take some music over a filthy bus, though, to be honest. It's the things that we gotta choose, right? So I really have this fear of sitting on the bus and it's some caca on that seat, right? But we talked about that in episode 7, so we're not going to get into that right now because I want to save y'all the experience of that, because that's the worst thing that can be on the bus is human waste. So now that we got that out the way or whatever, that's episode 7. You know, like on those cloth seats, right? It'll be just like this brown spot. It'll look like a bunch of gum that got sprayed by a butter knife on it or something. You can take it's probably everything. It's everything. It's probably a slice of pizza too that just got stuck into the after the bed bug just had dinner with.
One way or another, it's probably a slice of pizza, whether it's the actual food or the remnants.
The remnants of it, right? Let's just be real. So now I would be fair. D-Dot will say, "Oh, I know what y'all are talking about. That's just like the carpeting or the upholstery that got worn off, and that's just the bottom of it." No, it looked like some stickies on top of that cloth. And when you sit down, your pants, it's going to take some resistance trying to get back up. Because it's gum that's been there since the 70s.
Shut up.
They don't run them buses that long. I'm just joking. No. So usually the buses they have a lifespan of like 10 or 12 years. They run it there or something like that. But the way some of these buses look like, it's been going for 20 years or whatever. It looks like its last cleaning has been since like I entered into fourth grade or something like that.
1985.
Come on, I graduated in
87. Mm. Word. It's so warm though. So you wait, it's hot outside. You just want to sit down. You can't sit down.
There's
because you have no faith in the seats.
There's, first of all, the shelters have no, like there are no shelters at most of our stops right now because we're supposedly getting new shelters and seats. So they've taken up the old ones that they want to replace, and it's been like a week. So I'm like, where my shelter at? Where my seat at? Because like, okay, great, you took one away. Okay, you're gonna replace it, but when are you gonna replace it? I'm standing here looking stupid. It's hot out. It's 94 degrees.
That's when the CSAs get on all the buses to clean them. That's when they go.
They gonna come by and save us.
Right.
I think they should be at the end of every stop when the route ends to clean it and be right there. They need to hire them since y'all refuse to clean them inside the bus stations. Then put somebody there, pay them to stand at the end of the routes to clean the buses off.
Give us something, you know
something.
What I mean? Like make some effort to try to just do it or whatever. Didn't they give us some excuse a few years ago or something like that? It was some community meetings ago, many months ago, right? They said the reason why many of the buses aren't clean, so this is after they probably blamed some of the passengers and everything like that too. The CSA, we keep seeing this, right? That's supposed to be coach service attendant.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that you have to have a CDL driver's license to be able to not only clean the buses, but drive them back into the garage. So lo and behold, there's a thing called making a position or splitting a position or whatever, so you can have like half of the job done that doesn't need somebody to drive it, and just probably get a driver or something like that, or somebody who can drive that bus and park it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it could just be a made up excuse that they just came up with in a community meeting, but that's the reason why they're claiming why a lot of these buses can't get cleaned. They got about 230 of them in the city at a given time. I don't know. What do y'all think about that?
I think that they make things more complicated than it really needs to be. They could just literally clean these. They could have a large garage where they clean the buses instead of having to drive it out somewhere, clean it, and then come back in. It's once you park the bus, somebody can go in there and clean the buses. That just makes sense to me. You don't have to even move the buses. You just need a cleaner.
So this other thing, though, is like, okay, someone's going to say you're not supposed to eat or drink on the bus. Yes, that is true. That's if they enforce it, right? It's going to happen anyway. Yeah. Also, there are pregnant people in the city, too, that need to eat. And they're going to eat.
Small children, whatever,
right?
Blood sugar.
Folks with diabetes, things of that sort. Some sort of condition or whatever, right? I remember when I was in high school, just coming up and everything like that, the buses had trash cans. So they blame the passengers for making the buses messy. Look, this is a big city. Everybody don't have the best hygiene and cleanliness habits, right? But at least there's a trash can at the beginning or the end of the buses. I've noticed over the years, they just stopped all of a sudden. And it's like it was up to the driver to put like a trash bag or something like that. And that's sufficient. That's enough, right? But now it's just like nothing.
And trash cans, the little mini ones you need on the bus, they're like $3. You can go to a dollar store.
You can get
$2.
Right.
They're so cheap. And then use the grocery garbage bags to put in them. You don't have to get a real one. You know, it's so easy. Just having little things like trash cans really makes a huge difference.
It's simple, common sense stuff, right?
Also, with these stupid 4-hour, 24-hour, 31-day passes, make those cards that we have, make them reusable, tap cards. Stop giving us all this paper because you know we're going to drop it everywhere. And now you're just littering the planet. Just give us reusable tap cards so we can put money on it, put passes on it, and we keep those cards because we know we need them because they are
when
they
wear
out.
You just put
like other transit department. Or like do what they do in Chicago. Like you don't have a bank account or anything like that. You can get a Chicago Ventra card. So it's a transit card. You put your money on it and it's a debit card. You can pay your bills. Yes.
Or
a MasterCard.
If you need to reload your card with some money instead of a pass, you can go to CVS, Rite Aid, grocery stores. There should be kiosks at the transit station.
They said they were going to have them out with this new fare structure, but empty promises.
And you should be able to reload your card on the bus at the fare box.
So instead of that, they opted for these one-time disposable cards that are either made out of plastic or paper or something like that. Both of them are killing the earth.
Plastic.
Both of them are killing the earth and everything. The bus is a really environmental way to travel anyway, but you're just littering these cities with these dark cards and everything like that. Everyone was thinking like with this new fare structure too. And yes, we're mad about it. We are mad about having to pay $2 to ride some filthy buses, right? So, I mean, you couldn't think to design your fare program too to minimize waste. I mean, I see those cars and transfers littered all over the place. People having to touch dirty seats to see if there's some time left on those 4-hour passes or whatever, because maybe they last 4-hour pass ran out.
Let's just be an example for the bus systems in Michigan. Stop having them print out all this paper for these 4-hour, 24-hour passes. It's just such a waste of paper, and people just throw it to the ground, thus making the bus even dirtier than it already is. Just give us reloadable cars.
Tie a trash bag on a seat or something like that. Like, even in my house or something like that, we had a trash can or something. We cleaned it out or something after trash day. We put a trash bag. Like a little CVS, little plastic bag or something like that or whatever. No shameless plug for CVS. Anyway. Something. Make some effort that you want to just keep the service clean and reliable for folks.
And ride it. And they need to be more ADA accessible for the the lifts that do not work. They're just as bad as the bike racks that don't work.
Explain the lift, if you will.
The lifts, which is the one for the handicap to get on the bus with the chairs.
Or like the ramp or
something?
Yeah, the
ramps.
Pull that out.
Sometimes I've seen in the bitter cold people sitting out there, my ramp doesn't work. So that's the excuse where they still try to get money for DDOT. You'll still put a bus out, run it, knowing the ramp is not working. Knowing the fare box may or may not work, and one of the buses I rode on in the past, it was like 2 summers ago, they had to change the fare box out twice because it wasn't working.
So no so clean
it's
bus.
It's crazy. It's
it
like
is.
I'm not getting it.
So like we talked
and they
about.
Just had, I'm sorry, they just had budget hearings too, so.
So usually y'all been listening to us for a couple of weeks, right? We offer some solutions, but like we're not even gonna dedicate a section to solutions because like they're so obvious. It's so obvious, right?
Yeah. Detroit really should be setting a better example in the way of green living. We have an opportunity to do this. Honestly, we can do it.
The city has the potential to be one of the most environmentally sustainable green cities there with a full fledged transit system with 48 routes that if they were well invested in, buses were clean, on time, people would opt not to have cars. People would want to ride the bus. People would want to keep their car kind of parked, driving for weekends or something like that, and get on the bus because it's like, oh, it's easy to get on the bus. They come every 10 minutes or something like that. I don't have to drive. I don't have to clean it. It's nice on there. You know, just simple things that we experience in other cities' transit systems. Like, we have to beg for the most. And the thing is, like, asking for clean buses is a tall order from this department. But I want y'all to know that Detroit is redoing this charter, and in the charter, the current one, the charter is like your city constitution. It literally says in there, passengers have the right to safe, reliable, and clean public transportation. It literally says clean in the charter. So DDOT, do better.
Do better.
So here's what we need you to do, all of y'all who's listening. Take pictures, tweet at DDOT, send it on Instagram. Actually, you could do that to Do Better DDOT. If you don't know DDOT's handle or anything, send us the dirty bus pictures. We want them. Send them to our Twitter and our Facebook. We will share them and give them to DDOT so they can clean those buses. If you want to do us even better, take a picture of the 4-digit number that you'll see at the top at the front of the bus, and then take a picture of the mess that's on that bus too. So if they want to talk about it, they'll take your complaints. If you give them all the information, we'll do it for y'all. Can y'all do that for us and everything like that? And I really want to thank y'all. So.
Yep, and I have one other ask.
Yes.
Please, once again, I'm asking this again, please show up to the DDOT community input meetings and have your voices heard. You know what? You can't even complain about the state of DDOT if you're not there at these meetings.
That's true.
You basically, you can't even do it. You have no right.
If you're somebody that's ADA, that's part of the American Disabilities Act, or you represent those spaces and organizations where seniors and those with disabilities, if you're blind, or if you have the ALGs for people that, you know, are not, that need those type of resources, you need to be there, and a representative from that organization needs to be there as well. And I'm asking that anybody that's a part of those spaces, whether it's for or nonprofit, you have clients there that rely on the bus to be there on time, especially if they're re-entry individuals and they are veterans and individuals that have the need for the bus service. I can't be on time and be productive if I just got out of jail and my parole officer is getting on me about being on time. Well, I can't be
That's
on
so
time
true.
If the bus, this service is not on time.
Right.
We need everybody there. And the thing is, if you experience, you know, reality in a way that you can't hear or see, in a way that you're expected to, you have a right to interpretation services. So call that number, 313-933-1300, to complain about the dirty bus with that 4-digit number I told y'all about, or to request some sort of service for this August 15th DDOT Community Input Meeting. We really want to see y'all there. We're going to be reminding y'all. Thank y'all so much. And remember, do better, DDOT.
Do better.
All right, signing out. This is Ray.
This is Sam.
This is Gemini.
And you are listening to the Do Better DDOT Podcast. Bye,
right.
guys.
All right, see you later.
Catch you at the next stop.